What is up, guys? I decided that I'm going to be doing a podcast. So welcome to God Dream Podcast. This is a God Dream Podcast. I'm going to be talking to people who feel like they have a dream from the Lord, a vision for their life. They're not happy with where they're at now. They know there's more available and they want to step into it. So if that's you, you're in the right place. We're going to be talking about business. We're going to be talking about creativity. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff, mental health. We're going to talk to other entrepreneurs. We're going to talk to other creatives. I'm going to have a bunch of people on this podcast. And really, I hope it encourages you. I hope it helps you step in to what you feel called to step into. But I was thinking about what I should talk about on this first episode, and first episode back at least. I used to record some content for this podcast a while back. And I thought, you know what, I should probably talk about the foundation of your life, the foundation of your business. And one thing I've found is that if your foundation isn't sturdy, if you don't have a firm foundation, whether in your business, like I mentioned, or in your life, you're going to be building something you're not called to build on something that you're not called to build it on. And it's going to crumble and it's going to fall. And all of the things that you spent your time pouring into are going to be for nothing. So before you start building, it says in the Bible to count the cost of what you're going to build. But I would also challenge you to not only count the cost, but look at where you're going to be building it. And if it's not on Christ, if it's not on the Word of God, don't do it. I have wasted so much time building things I was never called to build for my own selfish ambition, if I'm honest. And this is what I see people do all the time. They're like, hey, Brandon, I feel like I'm supposed to start a business. And, you know, I really want to help people. And, you know, I've got this idea. And it's like, dude, everyone has ideas. Who cares? Don't tell me your ideas. Like for any of you, you know, that follow me on Instagram, know me in real life, whatever. Don't come up to me with an idea. What have you done with the idea? Like an idea doesn't really impress me anymore because I have 10,000 ideas a day and most of them are pretty good, but an idea in and of itself is nothing. It's useless if you don't do something with it. And a lot of you listening, what I've gathered just from talking to a lot of you is that you don't really know what to do. So it's like you've been stuck for years, for months, for weeks. Maybe somebody listening has even been stuck for a decade wondering what you should do, when you should do it, how you should do it. Should you start the coaching business? If you started it, what would you coach on? Should you coach? Should you coach on that? Should you really do this? Should you really start the marketing agency? Should you really start that ministry? Should you? Why? Why would you do it, right? It's like all these thoughts, all these anxieties, all these fears, because you know you're called because God has put a dream in you, but you don't know how to step into it. So you stay stuck in indecision. Indecision literally held me bound for years. And it's probably holding a lot of you watching bound. It's because you cannot accurately make a decision because you don't have a clear filter on how to make decisions. You don't even know how to follow the leading of the Lord to even be able to make the decision. So there's like a couple things at play here. It's like, you don't know what you're called to do as a group of you. And some of you know you're called to big things and you're paralyzed by indecision. And I've never had God just speak to me out of the heavens, Brandon, do this. It's always been a strategic stumbling. I've always stumbled into things, right? By trial and error, you would say, but by never being scared to just try. So I've always tried new things. If I have an idea, I would usually try it. And strategically, I would stumble into the right direction. I had a marketing agency. We started, we scaled it, we failed. And it stumbled me into coaching. And the Lord told me to lay it down. And I stumbled into a job where I got really good at sales. And then the Lord called me back into the coaching business. Now with the marketing and sales skill set, we've been able to scale it because of my strategic stumbling. And it's like with God, if you're obedient enough to at least try and listen to him, you'll strategically stumble right into where he's called you to be. But I just want to encourage you, you know, in this first episode, foundations, laying the foundation. It's like We need to commit 2023 to being the year of foundation, the foundation of your business. If you're building something, I don't care how much you're making. If you're making $20,000 a month, $250,000 a month, it does not matter. If your foundation is not set with the Lord, it's worthless. What you're building is pointless, and you probably have made an idol out of it at this point. But the Lord can redeem things. And if you just repent, he can still use it. Like he didn't give you that skill set for nothing. He's going to make you a pillar to lead other people to him. So the year of foundation, the year of foundation in your mind, the year of foundation in your spiritual walk with the Lord, the year of your foundation with your wife, with your kids, whoever's listening, this is the year of getting your foundation right. And if you think it's right, the Lord has a way of busting it all up so you can get it right again. And yeah, I'm really excited for this podcast. You know, it's been a couple cool months for me. The last 6 months or so, we've, you know, launched a coaching offer. We scaled it, you know, to, I mean, we'll probably do $100,000 in January cash in our business. It's been really cool. I've learned a lot, made a lot of mistakes already. I've really met a lot of cool people, and I'm just excited for 2023 to be able to start really pouring into you guys on this podcast. I'm going to be releasing an episode at minimum. I'm challenging myself. I'm going to do it this year. Every single week, I'm going to release an episode, and I'm just going to treat you guys like my closest community. I'm going to have people on the show. I'm going to vent to you guys. I'm going to talk about wins. I'm going to talk about losses, and really hope this podcast just serves people. That's the whole goal. It's going to serve people. And if you want to work with me and my businesses and Kingdom Coach and Kingdom Builders, would highly encourage you to do so. You can go to www.kingdombuilders.com. It's a $47 a month membership. Literally, you're going to get group calls with me. You're going to get a Bible study every Saturday. You're going to get a lot of courses, community with other entrepreneurs who are building God's kingdom. That's the best place to get in touch with me. Follow me on Instagram. I am Brandon Forbes. But the whole deal of this podcast isn't to sell you. It's to really serve you. And my goal, again, is just to be consistent with it, to consistently put out value into the world. And hopefully it serves some of you guys. So if it does, and you enjoyed the first episode, I would love for you just to shoot me a message on Instagram. Just be like, hey, bro, just listen, you know, to the podcast. It helped me. And really, again, I just want to encourage you to step into acknowledging our foundation. Who is your foundation? Is it your ego? Is it your pride? What drives you? A car has a motor. And if it doesn't have gas, it doesn't run. If it's a gas engine, what do you depend on to run? Because if you're operating in your own strength, it's not the Lord. So you're running on other things. And this is what I've been challenging myself with. What motivates me? Does money really motivate me? Because that's a bad thing to be motivated by, to be fueled by. Definitely believe that you should make money. It's fine to have. But at the end of the day, all money is two things. In your life, it provides options. And in your business, it provides leverage. So let me say that again. Money is two things. In life, it provides options. In your personal life, you can stay at this place, you could drive this car, that car. And in business, it provides leverage. So you can buy more attention. You can buy the right team members. You can buy your time back, leverage. So money really isn't what people make it to be. It's just a tool at the end of the day. And it's neutral. It's neither good nor evil. So how you use it is what determines it. And a lot of people are driven by it. And because they're driven by money, they miss out on a lot of things. And I've found myself here a lot where I care more about how much we made in sales last week than questioning who have I served? Where have I poured back? And this is going to be one of my outlets for that. Again, this is the year of the foundation. So I just want to encourage you, any of you listening with a dream from the Lord, you know that God has put a call in your life and that he's put a dream in your heart, maybe to start your own podcast, to start your own business, to grind it out and just become the first one in your family to go to college. I don't know what the dream is in your heart, and I'm not going to judge you or persuade you to have a different one. Whatever it is, if the Lord is your foundation and you build the house according to his plan, the Bible says that you won't labor in vain. That you won't labor in vain. And the work that you build won't be burned up and used against you. It says in the Bible, there's a verse, I would pull it up if we had more time, but in the Bible, there's a verse where it says that the builders who build it in their own strength labor in vain, and the Lord is going to test the house with fire, and everything that burns won't be accredited to you. So what are you building in your own strength that isn't for the Lord and is not going to be able to make it through the test of fire? And that's what we want. We want to be on fire for God. We want to build the kingdom. We want to fulfill our God dream. We want to fulfill our purpose. Now, no means in this podcast at any point did I say anything religious or say that I'm perfect or suggest that you were supposed to be perfect. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that God has put a call on your life for a reason. And he's going to use you if you let him. He's going to grow your business to glorify God and his kingdom and to show what's possible when you do what he tells you to do, if you let him and if you're called to it. Not everyone's called to it. Some of you are building businesses and you're called to ministry. Some of you are called to ministry who are trying to build a business. Some of you are doing both. Some of you are called to both. You have to do what he's calling you to do. And just to say this too, you know, like a thing I notice a lot after, you know, being an entrepreneur and being in this space is that there's this thing around being an employee that's now bad. Not everyone is called to be an entrepreneur. Some people should be employees. It's not a bad thing. You can be a great employee. At the end of the day, everyone is an entrepreneur, is how I was told. I was told something recently. Everyone's an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur, you have multiple clients. And if you are a W-2 employee, you have one client, your boss. So it's like all these people are like putting pedestals. Oh, you're an entrepreneur, you're better than W-2 employees. It's like, no, not everyone's called to have their own business. Some of you are trying to start a business who should just keep your job and manage your money well, and that will get you to financial freedom. Financial freedom is making more than your expenses are. It's relative. So stop looking down on yourself because you don't have a business or don't feel called to business. And some of you who are looking down on yourself who have a business and you're not in ministry, it's like, dude, do what God has told you to do. That's the whole point of this podcast, to fulfill God's dream for your life. So I'm going to wrap up here. These episodes, you know, are going to be weekly. They're not going to be super long. They're just going to be straight to the point. Hopefully fuel you, encourage you, push you, and stretch you to really go after your God dream. No more excuses. No more excuses in why you aren't going after your God dream. No more excuses in why you aren't starting that venture that God's called you to do. Unless God has put a red light in front of you, no more excuses. No one's going to do it for you. It's not magically going to happen. Back to what I was saying about ideas. I'm sick of people telling me that they have ideas. If you have a good idea and God hasn't told you not to do it, don't tell me your idea until you've done something with it. Don't tell your mentor your idea if you've told him 100 other ones and you just haven't done anything with them. Do it, but with you and God, do something and then tell somebody what you've done. Again, this podcast is here to help you guys. It's been about 14 minutes, so I'm gonna wrap this one up. Great first episode. There's going to be another one next week. If this helped you at all, it's going to be a quick nugget of wisdom, hopefully every week. If this helped you, at all, if any of my Instagram content, YouTube content has ever helped you, would love to hear from you. Would love just an encouraging message on IG. It helps me, you know, stay focused and just know that some of you guys are listening. But God bless you guys. Again, would love to hear from you. And go ahead, subscribe to this podcast so you get updated when I release the next one next week. I might even release another one in a few days just because this was pretty fun. Go ahead and go to www.kingdombuilders.com, $47 a month membership. You'll get direct access to me, my coaches, weekly Bible studies, weekly group calls, and you'll get to hear about all of our other offers. I hope this encourages you. I hope this blesses you, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week. Again, go ahead, subscribe to the podcast, and I will see you soon.